2003, meeting of the committee, Senate Rules Committee. On the house, on the agenda today, we have House Concurrent Resolution and several appointments to consider. So I will open a public hearing on HCR 10A. Mr. Committee Administrator?
Madam Co-Chair, members, HCR 10A honors Katie Marie Harmon, Miss America 2002.
Okay, thank you. Let's see, we need to go into the work session. Oh, let's see. Oh, we do have Representative Mons Anderson. Please come up. Do you want to bring Mr. Pence with you as well?
And would you like us to go?
Yes.
Get Senator Mons?
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, I'm very proud to bring forth HCR 10. Katie Harmon is my constituent, lives in my district, and she is. There are really a lot of contributions made by women in the United States, in here, in our society, and Katie does exemplify one of the best. When I talk to the teachers and the superintendent of the Centennial School District, there is nothing but positive words said about this woman. Her main focus recently has been on breast cancer awareness, and she has comforted breast cancer patients and their patients and their families, and promoted the importance of breast cancer research and a cure for breast cancer. I don't know if you've heard her sing, but her music and stage presence carries with her as she visits the country and speaks on topics relating to cancer survivors, ethics in healthcare, healthcare inspiration, motivation, and women's health. I attended a reception at Centennial High School after she was crowned Miss America. She's extremely modest about that accomplishment, but there were a group of 7- and 8-year-old girls waiting to meet her, and she was just so genuine. She took off her tiara, and she is a role model. She is a role model, and she is truly a great woman and someone I'm glad to say is from Gresham.
Thank you, and we were provided a picture of the signs for the city of Gresham, which will enter into the record, and very pleased to have that. That's very nice. Senator Byrd, did you get a chance to see that? And Senator Corcoran will pass it on down. Good afternoon. Would you like to? Yes, you're up, and if you just introduce yourself for the record and provide us your testimony.
I'm Claire Pence of Gresham. I'm very pleased to be here and support Ms. Harmon of her strong support of veterans and her emphasis on finding the cure for breast cancer and being a great role model for kids. Otherwise, everything else has been said. So I just copied everything off the front of the building out here, and I'll read that now. That's okay. Any questions?
Not. Thank you very much. Thank both of
thank
you.
Thank you.
Madam Co-Chair, we have had a little bit of difficulty locating Senator Mins, who wished to speak on this.
Okay. I think what we'll do is close the public hearing and work session. We'll have it reopened when Senator Mins is located.
He could always speak about it on the floor as he's carrying the resolution.
Exactly.
I'm told there was no answer at his office, so it might be a while before we can track him down.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we can take his testimony after. Let's just go ahead.
Were you ever a beauty queen, Madam Chair?
I was a rodeo thing.
I think I've heard that. A rodeo thing?
A rodeo thing.
I went to a beauty parlor once.
Did you?
Yeah, they kept me 3 days for an appraisal.
They gave up after 3 days? Okay. We're in a work session, and we are now in a work session on HCR 10A.
Madam Chair.
Senator Atkinson.
I would move HCR 10A to the floor. They do adopt. Do adopt or do recommend? Do adopt.
Do pass.
Okay. Do pass recommendation.
Okay. Do adopt.
Which is it? Do adopt.
Adopt.
I do adopt. Okay. Senator Atkinson moves HCR 10A to the Senate floor with a do adopt recommendation. Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I don't see a mention here, but I believe Ms. Harmon is engaged to a person from Klamath Falls.
Mm-hmm.
A long-standing Mount Angel family, by the way.
Oh, so. Seeing how that's part of your district, I'm sure you wonder.
You had to get that in, didn't you, Senator Byer? Okay, fine.
Any further discussion? As I mentioned, I think before you got here, Senator Byer, there's also a picture of Ms. Harmon and my son, Randy, on Randy's door. Very nice picture, both of them. Very proud of that. Any other discussion? We're very proud of Ms. Harmon. Any objection? If not, so moved.
A rodeo thing?
And
can you explain that, please?
And we'll ask Senator John Minnis to carry the bill. Okay, close the work session on HCR 10A and open work session on executive appointments. Senator Atkinson?
In block, Senator Atkinson.
Certainly, Madam Chair. I would, since we are in work session, I would move in block.
Senator Atkinson?
Please, the last but not in block.
Pardon me?
Please, the last but not in block.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Senator Atkinson, would you like to move your motion, have your motion be to the State Board of Education?
State Board of Education, State Board of Tax Practitioners, Oregon Transportation Commission.
Senator Atkinson moves en bloc the State Board of Education, State Board of Tax Practitioners, and the Oregon Transportation Commission appointments. Any discussion?
Would you like me to read their names?
Certainly.
Nikki Squire, Jerry Berger, and Steve Bogart to the State Board of Education. Mary Van Natta, Gerald Zielinski to the State Board of Tax Practitioners. Michael Nelson.
Where you're from.
Oregon Transportation Commission.
Thank you, Senator Atkinson. Any discussion on the motion to move for these as executive appointments? Any objection? If not, so moved. Senator Atkinson.
Madam Chair, I would move Minga
Guerrero.
That's what I said first time.
Two syllables. It's three syllables.
Guerrero.
You gringo.
To the Chiropractic Examiners Board.
Senator Atkinson moves Aminga Guerrero to the Chiropractic Examiners Board. Any discussion? Any objection? One objection?
I'm not objecting. I got to tell you, this isn't the same Board of Chiropractors we've been fighting about forever, is it?
It is. It is.
Has this person passed muster from the doc group and the other group, and so we don't have to go through this endless crap again?
It's my understanding there was a work group on these folks, and it's my understanding that this person as well has passed that test.
Okay, then I don't object.
Madam Chair, there was another person offered as a different person for this appointment from my district, and I just vote against this one. I think she'd have been a better person for the job. So.
Thank you, Senator Byer. And due to the fact that the last time I think Senator Brown was chairing, and we did the other chiropractor board appointments, and we had a little technical difficulties, and Senator Brown gave a very eloquent speech, which I followed with, maybe not so eloquent, but both our comments were that most of the people in this building are very concerned about the unprofessional conduct of the people on both sides of the chiropractic issue. Very disappointed that, and I will say it again as I did before, grown men would display such conduct and act in such an unprofessional manner. That's not everything that Senator Brown said, nor what I said before, but I think that's the drift of what we said before. Any objections other than...
Madam Chair, I will correct what you said because I paraphrased you, actually stated exactly what you said in committee on the floor when I spoke to these by saying if they don't right their own ship, we will sink it.
Senator Atkinson, that's exactly what you said, and I think you're exactly
you're
right.
I'm going to go on a boat with you.
Senator Byer, do you have a comment? The only objection is Senator Byer. It will be recorded as a no. Motion passed.
Oh, the chiropractor.
We have.
Madam Co-Chair, you'll need a carrier for these on the floor.
I'd love to do the first three if you don't make me do the last one.
Senator Atkinson will carry the first three.
I'll do the last one.
Senator Corcoran will carry the last one, the chiropractic examining board.
Madam Co-Chair, I did want to mention that we have distributed information on each of the appointees to the members, and we have a package available here in case anybody needs it.
That's of the ones we just did?
Yes.
Thank you very much. No other business to come before the committee? We are adjourned. Before we're adjourned, Senator Brown, we had one chiropractic appointment. Did you have any comment for the record?
As long as everybody's in agreement, I'm happy.
No, I remember last time we had technical difficulties, and I gave a little talk, and I just wanted to give you the opportunity to give a little talk if you care to. Senator Atkinson, Senator.
Madam Chair, as we spoke earlier when we were not on the record, unbeknownst to both of us, I am extremely concerned about the dysfunction and continuing arguments between the several factions of the chiropractic group. If this group does not get its act together, we will be extremely concerned, and we'll look at what we can do with the agency in the future, i.e. getting rid of it. My staff, my members are extremely tired of hearing from the different factions, and we would like these folks to get into mediation and get their differences resolved.
It's amazing that chiropractors can be such a pain in the ass, isn't it?
Senator Minnis, we're not yet adjourned. Would you like to come up and talk to us on HCR 10? We've already passed it out, and you are the carrier, but we would like to hear your comments.
Just pass it out?
Yes, and we'd love
to. Pass it out, that's fine. I'll take my comments on the floor.
You sure? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of the committee, thank you very much, Senator Minnis.
Speaker doing a conference.